Hi, it's Dave. So Tesla has just released their Q1 2022 shareholder letter. This is Tesla's earnings release. I was going to do a live stream, but I got some construction in the backyard going on, so decided I'd read the letter and do a recorded one. So here in this video, I'm going to go ahead and dive into the key kind of numbers and analyze Tesla's Q1 earnings. All right, so here we have the actual Q1 earnings report. Here are my estimates in the light blue. If you notice, automotive revenues came out to be almost $740 million more than I expected. So what is the reason for that? I shared earlier how Tesla was prioritizing FSD option deliveries, and I think that was probably a big part of the reason. The other part of the reason was you have this big jump in regulatory credits from my estimates here. So you have basically $429 million of extra regulatory credits. It's really hard to forecast with any sort of detail or accuracy regarding these regulatory credits. But yeah, Q1, we saw a big jump, $429 million. This is probably the number one reason for their increased gross margin here. But also, again, you had about 300 or so million in unexpected kind of additional revenue as well. All right, so total revenues was $18.7 billion. Gross profit is $5.46 billion with a total GAAP gross margin of 29%. Again, these gross margin numbers are very impressive. Again, though, you've got additional $400 million of regulatory credit. So this is going to boost margins by a couple percent. Operating margins surprisingly came in almost exactly from what I was expecting. Operating income is slightly higher, about $400 million higher, again, mostly probably due to regulatory credits. Operating margin was a big jump to 19.2%. Now, this is kind of a shocker because most analysts don't have, you know, Tesla's operating margin to be close to 20% in the next couple of years. So for Tesla ready to reach this is pretty spectacular. Net income, GAAP is $3.3 billion, non-GAAP is $3.7 billion. Again, a big jump from even my expected numbers, but also a big jump from last quarter and the previous quarter. EPS GAAP 2.86 and EPS non-GAAP earnings per share is $3.22. Again, this is a big beat. And then you have adjusted EBITDA, a big number I look at is, you know, it's $4 billion that I was expecting, but Tesla delivered $5 billion in adjusted EBITDA. Let's take a look at a couple other things below adjusted EBITDA. You had net cash provided by operating activities of $4 billion. CapEx, investing into the future, $1.7 billion. Operating cash flow less CapEx is $2.2 billion, and they ended the quarter with $17.5 billion in cash. All right, let's go through some highlights of the shareholder letter. So first off, free cash flow is $2.2 billion, but this was mostly offset by debt repayments of $2.1 billion. Tesla's total debt, excluding vehicle and energy product financing, fell to less than $0.1 billion at the end of Q1. So Tesla has aggressively reduced their debts. And this is what they've used a lot of their cash flow for. The operating income that we've seen, you know, boosted, Tesla is saying it was impacted by the following. First, growth in vehicle deliveries. Yes, we know that Tesla increase their deliveries and increase also their ASP or average sales price as well. They have reduced costs per vehicle despite inflationary pressure. This is good news. Lower stock-based compensation expense. Yeah, we had a big payroll tax for Elon's stock option exercising last quarter, about $340 million. Then you had this big stock-based stock comp expense, I think it was $220 million or so. So this was much lower this quarter. Increase in regulatory credit sales. Yeah, this was a big one this quarter. Rising material, commodity, logistics, and expedite costs. This was a negative hit to margins and profit. Increase in operating expenses. All right. The big kind of, I would say negative, but kind of challenge is that Tesla's solar and storage, or Tesla Energy, didn't grow much, actually kind of decreased quarter over quarter. Tesla addressed this and saying solar deployments decreased by 48% in Q1 to 48 megawatt. This reduction was caused by import delays beyond our control on certain solar components. So yeah, they're getting crushed by this, the supply chain challenges. Energy storage deployments increased by 90% year over year. So this is Tesla Energy to 846 megawatt hours, mainly driven by strong Powerwall deployments. As demand remains substantially above capacity, growth has been limited by ongoing supply chain challenges. Again, supply chain challenges. So a quarter over quarter, though, right? Storage has gone down, but it's still up year over year. All right, Gigafactory Texas update. Later this year, we expect Gigafactory Texas will be able to produce Model Ys using both structural packs with 4680 cells as well as non-structural packs with 2170 cells. So they're going to be having kind of a dual approach with batteries with Gigafactory Texas. Gigafactory Shanghai here, a limited production has recently restarted, and we continue to monitor the situation closely. So no clear details on the exact impact the loss of production that Tesla is expecting in Q2. Gigafactory Berlin. Production at Gigafactory Berlin Brandenburg started in March 2022 using non-structural packs of 2170 cells for the start of production. Ultimately, Gigafactory Berlin Brandenburg will be able to produce Model Ys using both structural battery packs with 4680 cells as well as non-structural packs with 2170 cells. So again, this is the dual approach that Tesla is choosing to do with an Austin and Berlin. Tesla FSD beta. We are aiming to release FSD beta to all US FSD customers before the end of the year. So yeah, this Tesla aggressively is trying to roll out FSD beta. With batteries, diversification of battery chemistries is critical for long-term capacity growth to better optimize our products for their various use cases and expand our supplier base. This is why nearly half of Tesla vehicles produced in Q1 were equipped with the lithium iron phosphate LFP battery containing no nickel or cobalt. Tesla shared a few graphs here. So this is the day after the Super Bowl. If you remember, the Super Bowl had a bunch of electric vehicle ads by lots of other companies besides Tesla, but Tesla got a huge bump in their total vehicle gross orders. Here's a GAAP operating margin chart compared to all the other kind of manufacturers who are stuck in kind of this few percent to maybe, you know, 8 or 9 or even 10% operating margin. Tesla has leapfrogged them. Yeah, this is one of the best stories I think that Tesla is going for them. And this is probably the highlight kind of slide or picture of the shareholder letter. So here they're showing what Tesla was doing before with the Model 3 body, and they had 171 pieces of metal, right, that they're highlighting. And here is what they're doing right now with the single piece castings. So here are these two pieces here that are casted, and this is equaling to 1,600 fewer welds, right? And they don't need 171 separate pieces of sheet metal stuck together anymore. This is a huge efficiency jump, and one of the main reasons why I think Gigafactory Austin and Berlin are going to just improve Tesla's gross margins going forward. Overall, I think it was a fantastic quarter that Tesla delivered. It's showing that they are focused on execution. Their business model actually is quite simple. You know, as they sell more cars, they get more revenue, and their margins actually can improve because they're utilizing economies of scale. They're improving their manufacturing through more efficient gigafactories, but also they're improving their full self-driving, which improves take rate and also margins. Overall, yeah, I think this is showing that Tesla is on the right track. We're going to have kind of a bump in Q2, especially with the lower production from Shanghai. Hopefully on the earnings call, Tesla will be able to address this with more clarity. Also in the earnings call, Elon Musk will be joining the call. So the question is, why is he joining the call? He's only supposed to be joining for special occasions or special announcements. Hey, is he going to announce Master Plan Part 3? Is he going to announce the stock split? Right, what it's going to be. There's many different possibilities. So I'm going to go ahead and be listening to that. Afterwards, I'll go ahead and share kind of my updated kind of review and analysis of the earnings conference call. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, good, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.